Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Philadelphia 76ers and the Phoenix Suns. Philly comes in with a record of 49-24. Phoenix is 38-35 on the year. Over their last 10, Philly 8-2 lost their last game, while Phoenix, over that span 4-6, has lost 3 in a row. Here are the numbers. Philly averages 115.4 per game and surrenders 110.2, while Phoenix scores 113.5 and surrenders 112.1. Turnovers 13.7 per game by the Philadelphia 76ers. Phoenix is 13.3 turnovers per game on average. Looking at the shooting percentages, 46.7% from the field by Phoenix, 48.6% by Philadelphia. 76ers, 38.9% from long range. Suns, 37.7% from deep. And lastly, free throw shooting, 83.5% for Philly, which is a league-leading number, 79.3% for the Suns. Bench scoring, 35.8 points per game from the Suns bench, while the Philly bench produces an average of 31.6 per contest. The 76ers won the first meeting of these two teams, 100-88. They are the road team in this one. Of course, Kevin Durant is still out. DeAndre Ayton also out. James Harden questionable for Philadelphia. I think this game could go either way. These are obviously two decent teams, very good teams, perhaps even finals teams in the right circumstances. I'm going to go with Philadelphia. I think Joel Embiid sans Ayton. I think Embiid absolutely destroys Phoenix, and I think they get just enough from others to win this game, even without James Harden. I got the 76ers here. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Philly and Phoenix. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Wogan. It is time to stack the NBA with a betting preview between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Phoenix Suns. Lines opened up in this game with the 76ers favored by 1, but it's shifted around now with the Suns now favored by 1.5, and the over-under in this game sits at 226. Now, the 76ers coming in 49-24 on the season, 43-30 against the spread, 38 overs, 34 unders, one push. They're 23-13 on the road this season, but the Sixers have lost two of their last three games overall and against the spread. They were in Golden State last night. They lost that game. They were trying to make a comeback. They made a good push towards the end. I remember saw that one big drive by Joel Embiid. I mean, you might be thinking, like, what, that one big drive? Because that's, like, what he does. But he's just gone on a complete tear as of late, trying to keep the 76ers above water. I don't even want to really say that, but it's kind of true. Like, they're going through a little bit of a struggle, they look to him. And I think he's going to get them out of it eventually. But the big thing is for the 76ers that James Harden, he's out right now. So we have to kind of, like, pay attention and wait and see when he wants to come back. It's, like, truly how I feel about a lot of the NBA superstars. It's like, you know, I really don't want to play this game tonight. But the Suns, on the other hand, they're obviously dealing with some injury concerns, and pretty much their entire season has been dealing with injuries. They're 38-35 on the year, 37-35-1 against the spread, 37 overs, 35 unders, one push. There's a lot of 35s in there. 23-12 at home this season, and the Suns have lost six of their last seven games, 0-7 against the spread, five overs in that time, coming off of a loss to the Kings the other night. And like I mentioned, it's just been injury after injury after injury. Chris Paul has missed time this season. DeAndre Ayton has missed time this season. Devin Booker's missed time this season. Kevin Durant is now missing time until the playoffs. So they really just need to get to the finish line and get everybody back healthy if they want to find a way to come together and make sure that Chris Paul gets his ring. But I can say the Suns, like, they have had four straight home overs. That's something to keep an eye on. Now, I do like the 76ers on the road in this game. They're coming off of a loss yesterday. So I like teams that lost the night before that go into the next day. They want to get that win. They want to just right the ship because they're right behind the Celtics and 76ers. Getting that second seed is not out of the realm of possibility. And I like the under in this game just due to some of the injuries out of these two teams. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a stack in the NBA betting preview between the 76ers and the Phoenix Suns.